And any particular thoughts you all have either on two things, and feel free to chime in on whether you'd be willing to communicate with us pretty aggressively so that we could share information with your colleagues out there in some sort of quasi-real-time format. And then the other thing, if you have any specific comments on whether you think it'd be helpful and useful for us to work with you, volunteer, speak up, to have Steve or another member of our staff come out and assist you with your meetings, please let us know.
I have a question. This is Frank in Syracuse.
Sure.
It has to do with the Serve America Act Social Innovation Fund. With the stimulus money, we've heard of it referred to as sort of a feeding frenzy where people are coming out from all directions looking for the money. I'm wondering to what extent you've noticed other organizations or associations, say business associations, that are interested in the Social Innovation Fund, and also what level of interest have you noticed among our membership?
That's a pretty good question. I want to say, on the philanthropic side, I'll just say the charitable side, you know, it's a civilized sector. We partner pretty well. I know Luis in particular has been attending regular meetings with independent sector. And, you know, I feel like there's been a pretty civilized approach to the way we do that. I also don't know, I don't think it's possible to sort of overemphasize the relationships that the council, in particular through Steve's efforts, and Ralph Smith, our chair, with the Office of Social Innovation. I don't think we can overestimate sort of those relationships. So to some extent, if there's a feeding frenzy around stimulus funds, which I don't think your analysis is off by any stretch, I almost feel like we're above the fray. And Steve this afternoon, Steve has a bi-weekly call with Ed DeSev. And there's one this afternoon, and he and Ralph Smith and a couple of other folks are just talking on a regular basis. We got an early commitment from the Obama administration that they wanted to partner with us and think these things through. And we've been seen as a resource with those opportunities. So, I think to respond to your comments, like, I don't think it's inaccurate that there's that kind of interest. Everyone's got a different take at how they can get a piece of the stimulus funds. But it really hasn't been, we're not other sharks sort of circling in the waters. We've had the great luxury, I think, of a different relationship to it. I know that doesn't fully address your question, but it's the response that struck me as you were asking it. The only answer I had to that is that I was on the last independent sector call. They convened a group of their, and you know, they're a big umbrella. They represent everyone. I think there's a United Way person who participated in that, but didn't seem particularly active in it. I don't know firsthand the engagement of the United Ways, and that's something I can find out more about for you and get back to you, but it's nothing that strikes me as sort of like a jockeying for position type thing, but I'd be surprised if they don't have some designs on it.
I would add to that point how I am sure there are many nonprofits that are very disappointed that the House version of the appropriations bill zeroes out the nonprofit capacity building program, because that was an instrumental part to elevate the capacity of these nonprofits, not only to operate and serve the communities as they're designed to do, but also to be key participants in this disbursement and this aspect of the economy. And I am sure that they will continue to make that argument, particularly on the Senate side. This is far from over, particularly with the new fiscal year beginning October 1st, but it is disappointing off the gate to be zeroed out.
Great. Well, does anyone else have any questions or anything we can help you with today? Well, hearing nothing, thank you all for your time. Again, please feel free to reach out to us directly if any of you have any specific questions. Or as you get these meetings lined up or anything else we can help you with, please let us know. And Mike just wanted me to reiterate that if you have any questions for him, feel free to contact him. We work pretty closely together here, but there are obviously things you want to talk about directly with him. He's ready, willing, and able for you guys to do that. So. Thank you for all your time, and we look forward to a very successful August and early September.